Hi, this is Larry London. I welcome you to Border Crossings, where we feature some of the biggest names in the music industry. And today we are joined by a singer-songwriter, and her name is Jill Andrews. Jill has a new album, Modern Age, that's coming out in August. We'd like to welcome Jill to our show. Welcome, Jill Andrews.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. You look happy. Where are you right now? Are you at home? And I think it now is Nashville. Is that where you live?
Yes, that's right. Yep. I live in Nashville, a little bit north of East Nashville in a little suburb called Madison. Mm-hmm. A lot of singer-songwriters have been kind of flocking here because it's a little more affordable than Nashville these days.
And so you were born in Illinois and mm-hmm. then you moved to Tennessee. How does these changes affect your songwriting? I mean, you change your location. It kind of shapes who you are.
Yeah, well, I moved to East Tennessee when I was 7 with my family. And so I wasn't really writing at that point. I wasn't writing at all at that point, probably just my ABCs. but yeah, I think living in East Tennessee in the Appalachian Mountains was very formative for my songwriting. I heard a lot of folklore tales there, and I was in the bluegrass program at East Tennessee State University, where I studied songwriting and I played banjo and I was in a bluegrass band, and I was just surrounded by beauty. The mountains and the rivers are just so... the natural beauty in East Tennessee is very overwhelming. And so I think that added a lot to my songwriting.
Mm-hmm. And then moving to the Nashville area, has that impacted your songwriting?
Definitely. Yeah. In Nashville, we do a lot of co-writing here. So people get in a room together and write songs. And that was something I was not used to in East Tennessee. I mostly wrote solo there, but it's very fun. It's kind of like, you know, kind of making a recipe, putting two different people in a room, or even three different people in a room, and bringing the ingredients of one and the ingredients of other, and then putting them together. It kind of turns out something very unique, and it's a very fun experience. So yeah, it's definitely changed my songwriting.
And you started writing songs really young. You were 11, I think, when you wrote your first song, something like that, around the age of 11 or so. And you don't have a lot of experience with love to draw on when you're writing those songs. So at that age, I would imagine then you were probably writing poetry at first, or how did the songwriting thing start for you?
Yeah, I started with poetry and with short stories, mostly when I was younger. I used to just sit in my room and fill up spiral notebooks full of fictional stories about plane crashes and apocalyptical kind of things like that. And poetry, you know, things about the natural world, flowers and my family and my friends and things like that. So, yeah,
you now have a family. We have two children.
Yes.
Yeah, you have a boy and a girl, I believe.
That's right.
Nico and Falcon. So if the two of your children, do they show any musical aspirations? Do they seem to be, I think you have a song with, if I'm not mistaken, with one of your two children.
Yeah. Falcon is she's almost 7, and she sang some background vocals on High Fives, which is a song that is on Modern Age. And she is really, really interested in music and loves to sing. My son he could equally be as good, but he's not interested. And I don't know if that's more of a, I don't like what you do, mom, sort of thing. or what? But, yeah.
Get the video games out of his hand and put a piano in his hand or a guitar or something, you know, give him something to do.
Yeah. But, he's not interested. She is. She definitely shows some interest. So
Jill Andrews is our guest, and she's in her home right now. We're talking about her new album, Modern Age. So tell me how this album, I think it's your 9th album, if I'm not mistaken, how does this album differ from your last album or any of your other previous material?
That's a good question. So my last album was, it's called 30s, and it was about my 30s and about that era and just what a hard period of time that was for me. I was in a relationship that was, I was trying so desperately to make it work and it wasn't working. And so it's a lot about the struggles with that and having kids and trying to figure all that out. And this album is really on the other side of that, where I feel like I have a whole new life going, and it's a really, I don't know, it's a really good one, honestly. I think that kind of getting past all that has allowed me to stand still in this moment and to kind of reflect back on my childhood. I think with, you know, my childhood was so different than my own kids. And so I think about it a lot. I was born in 1980. And so I was not on the internet when I was a kid. Right. I was not, I was playing Duck Hunt, you know, or Super Mario Brothers, right, but the old version. So, I was always outside. I was always playing with my friends. I was, you know, running from my house to their house and just ringing the doorbell unannounced. My parents weren't setting up play dates for me. It's just it's a very different situation now, which feels isolating. And so I think I've just been really contemplating a lot of that. And so this album, Modern Age, is a lot about me just looking back and kind of comparing the two eras. Mm-hmm.
And I imagine that motherhood changed your songwriting or your view on life and relationships and things like that, because it takes you to a whole new, you know, you don't really have a sense of what love is till you have children. And then you know what, you know, that unconditional love is all about. And you, you know, they can be the worst brat on the planet, but you still love them. They're yours. And you, you know, but I mean, have you written songs about your children?
Yes. Yes. I wrote a song called Wake Up Nico, when he was an infant, which is on my album called The Mirror. And it was, and I wrote a song called Blue Eyes, which was also about Nico when he was little. And basically both of those songs were just about, you know, I just wanting him to know that I'd always be there for him. I might be busy. I might be flying somewhere. I might be touring somewhere, but he's always on my mind and he's very special to me.
Yeah. They have a different life now that a mom is famous and touring and leaving the house all the time. So they have different perspectives on things. And you say that your son is not that interested in mom's career, but your daughter is. So, you know, it makes it interesting at home to talk about your music. Do you ever run things by your daughter and ask Falcon what she thinks about the music?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. She has a CD player in her room. She's one of the only kids her age probably that has a CD player. And she has listened to all of my music and she knows it very, very well. And she listens to all kinds of music and just loves it. Just, you know, it's, she's not too cool for things yet. So she just, you can just tell she just really, really loves music. I do. I pass things by my kids all the time. I definitely like, what do you think about this melody? Or what do you think about this lyric? And with my son, it's more about visual stuff. Like, what do you think about this video idea? Or, you know, that kind of stuff. Cause they're both so creative in their own ways. And I love hearing their perspectives on things.
Jill Andrews is our guest, and we're going to do a song for us, I understand.
Yes.
What's the first song you're going to sing?
The first song I'm going to sing for you guys is Dark Days.
Dark Days. Tell me about this song, Dark Days. It sounds dark.
Well, yes, there, you know, in every relationship, there are those moments where it's tricky. And so, yeah, Dark Days I wrote when my husband and I were going through some hard times and he was just thinking a lot about things in his past, you know, things that I wasn't a part of, and kind of just going back to those places. And I felt threatened, I guess. And so in my way of dealing with threatening things, I kind of shell up and become like a turtle and just, you know, hide away. And we talked about it like this kind of kept going on for months, and we talked about it, and he said, you know, I felt abandoned by you, but when you did that. And so I wrote Dark Days as an apology to him, that I would, no matter what he's going through, he's my person, you know? And so no matter what he's going through, like I'm going to try to stand by him as much as I can, and try to be with him, even though he's going through something that's, you know, really hard. I want to be supportive.
All right, let's check out Dark Days. Here's Jill Andrews on Border Crossings.
Well, I found you in the office with your head hung low. Guess it should have been obvious, but I didn't know. Storm of memories came to find you, brought back feelings that were behind you. And I watched you as your thoughts took you back in time. It was years ago, back before you were mine. Were you dreaming in black and white, holding on so tight just to say goodbye to your past life? Wherever you go,
that's Jill Andrews, who's with us today. And Dark Days is the name of the song. Modern Age is the name of the album. And why did you call it Modern Age?
I called it Modern Age because just because this is the age that I'm in, and it feels like it feels to me kind of futuristic in a way. Like Modern Age is kind of my way of looking at the past and the future at the same time, and just like doing this with them. And, you know, and yeah, it's just a look back and a look forward because of all the new technology and futuristic kind of things that I was never expecting to see in my life or have in my kids' lives.
Mm-hmm. And something you wrote on there's a song on the album about the 80s, and you said, I'm an 80s girl. I heard that in an interview you had done. So, I mean,
yeah, 80s
modern
baby.
Age,
yeah.
And I'm an 80s baby. Of course, yeah, you were born in 1980, so that would make you an 80s baby. But are you a fan of that particular era?
Yes, I am. I mean, it wasn't all good, you know. I know there were some bad things that happened then, but I think back, me personally, I think back on the 80s very fondly. Mm-hmm. There were some bad influences then too, but I just feel like things were so much more simple. So much more simple than they are these days.
Oh, yeah. Kids have to take in a lot and process a lot that's going on in the world the way it is today. Now, when you talked about the 80s in terms of news, I'm talking music. So do you have a favorite era of music, a favorite decade that you would say these 10 years or this sound I really like?
Well, I would say, I don't know. I would say, like, as far as country music goes, which, you know, when I was growing up, I will say I listened to a lot of country music. I don't so much anymore, but the 90s were like my favorite era of country music because it was all the women. It was like Trisha Yearwood and Shania Twain and, I don't know, Leanne Rimes. And
yes, the list goes
Faith
on.
Hill, and all those people were.
Reba
McEntire. Yep.
Yeah.
All those people were very influential. And it was amazing. It was an amazing era for me as a young female to grow up seeing those videos, those epic videos on CMT, and to aspire to something like that, you know? Mm-hmm. These days girls aren't as lucky. I don't think they don't get to see that as much, at least in the country music world. And of course I loved Madonna and I love Janet Jackson, and I'm only talking about women here. And I noticed.
Sure.
I love Elton John and Phil Collins. And so, yeah, I was like, I think the 90s, like I'm really focusing in on that era for me. It was a magical era.
I always ask songwriters and singers, if you could collaborate with three people, dead or alive, your top three wish list to collaborate with, sing a duet, work with, whatever. I mean, who would be your top three?
Mm. I would say Willie Nelson would be a really good one. Mm-hmm. I love some of his like older, really super simple, jazzy solo songs that he's mm-hmm. done. Let's see, who else? Bonnevere. Mm-hmm. And who else? Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Gregory Alan Isakoff.
Yeah, if you haven't heard him, he's awesome.
What does he sing?
He has one of my very favorite albums. It's called Evening Machines, mm-hmm. and it is one of the most beautiful records. He's a contemporary guy.
Hmm. Yep. If a record company person, label, management, executive, whatever, came to Jill Andrews and said, Jill, it's going to be either songwriting or singing, one or the other, not both, what would you pick?
Oh, that is such a good question. Probably songwriting.
Great. And it's probably therapeutic too. I mean, you can really express things and the listener doesn't know if that's really your personal life or not. They just enjoy the song.
Yeah, I'd say they normally do know it's my personal life, though.
Oh, you're a very open person, huh?
I'm a pretty open person, and I feel like my songs are they're very personal. I'm not really writing fiction, mostly. Mm-hmm. So yeah, songwriting is hugely therapeutic to me, and it really is the most, it's the most fulfilling part of what I do as a musician, mm-hmm. the songwriting part. I honestly, it's like if I could write the song and then that be the end of that part, I would be fulfilled. You know, mm-hmm. if I didn't have to do like the touring and all the other stuff, right. I think I would be fulfilled. Yeah, mm-hmm. I enjoy it all, but that's my favorite.
And there's a lot of money in the songwriting end of the business for those that write, you know, music well, like you.
There can be, yeah, there can mm-hmm. be.
Mm-hmm. Jill Andrews is our guest. You're going to do another song for us?
Yes.
And this one's called?
This one's called Better Life.
Better Life. And we'll ask more about Better Life after we check out the song. Here's Jill Andrews on Border Crossings.
Last time I saw you, you wouldn't tell anyone. Does it even seem real now? Old pictures of you, just strangers there on the wall, with your arms.
Crossings, Jill Andrews, Better Life. So tell me about that song. What was going on when you wrote that song?
So I grew up in East Tennessee in Johnson City, and I had a friend there that I grew up with. When I moved there in second grade, we used to ride the bus together, and I lived in this cul-de-sac over here, and she lived in this cul-de-sac. And so we lived very, very close. And, she was a good friend of mine. We were quite different, but, I just have so many fond memories of this one particular friend. And, as I kind of grew up and moved away, we kept in touch, but there was definitely distance, and she was struggling a whole lot in her life. We went down very different paths. She was struggling with drugs and lots of other things. And I saw her a few times over the years, but she ended up passing away. And so I wrote this song about her, kind of in her honor and in honor of all of our memories together and her beautiful potential.
Now, you mentioned that you wrote some songs about your children. You've written songs about your husband. How about ex-boyfriends? Were they ever the victims of your pen?
Oh, for sure. Right. Yes. Yes.
That's right. As songwriters, you have to be real careful if you date a songwriter, because you might become a song.
Yeah. I feel like people don't think about that prior to, and, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Jill Andrews is chatting with us. Modern Age is the name of the new album. And is there a tour planned?
Yes, there is. I'll be touring around the U.S. And I'll also be touring in the U.K. I'm going to be heading over to the U.K. twice. So in the fall, I'm very, very excited.
Now, is this your first time in the UK?
It'll be my second time.
So do you notice a difference in the audiences in America versus outside of America? Is there any difference?
Yeah, I would say so. It does feel like in the UK, you know, I've only been there once, but it does feel like people are just so excited. There were people that were just like, I have been waiting years for you to come over here and play, and you're finally here. You know, it's just like, it's very palatable, their excitement and just the love of music. And it's something that I had heard before I ever went, and I really truly felt it when I was there.
So I'm going to ask you about your highlight of your career so far, and I imagine that you have had many. You had a song that you wrote that was performed in the TV show Nashville, which was a popular show for a while. Mm-hmm. Peyton Pantier sang the song. You were on the iTunes.
I had a few on it.
A few on that. Okay. Yeah. Well, doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
And also you had something in Grey's Anatomy, a couple of songs, I guess.
Yes.
So, I mean, what's your highlight been in your career?
Oh, well, gosh. So yeah, that I will say I had several songs on Nashville, and that was awesome because I think as a singer songwriter, you know, I can lean on my voice and go, well, they just like it because of my voice. But that was really good proof to me that they really like my songwriting, because it wasn't my voice. It was, like you said, it was Hayden that sang one of my songs, and then other characters sang some of my songs. And it was just like really good affirmation to know that, okay, I'm good at this and I'm good at this, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was a huge highlight. I will say the first time I had a song on Grey's Anatomy, it was just like, I threw a party because I was so excited. I threw a party, and my co-writer came and she brought like champagne and we ate cake and watched the show together. And it was just awesome. It was one of those moments where I knew that, you know, if my parents ever had doubts about me becoming an adult, which I'm sure they did, that they would be in that moment really proud of me and go, you know what, we were wrong. So we were wrong about her, you know, going off to be a singer songwriter or whatever. And she's finally doing it.
Do you still play the banjo?
I don't know. Oh. My I took one class, three finger banjo, in college, and it was very fun. And it's a beautiful instrument. My dad plays the banjo, so sometimes he builds them too. So I go over to his house and sometimes pick it up and tinker around on it, but nothing more than that.
I'm always amazed at banjo playing. I just love, you know, I watch Steve Martin, who's a great banjo player, and you know, and I don't know. It's just when Ricky Skaggs has a band, you know, and they've got Tennessee Mountain Thunder. They've got a banjo player. Wow. You know, it's just, I love the banjo, and the world needs more female banjo players.
Agreed. Yeah. It's a beautiful instrument.
Yes, yes, yes. And speaking of beautiful instruments, Jill Andrews is going to do one more song for us with her beautiful instrument, that being her voice. What are you going to sing?
I'm going to play Wrong Place, Wrong Time for you.
Okay. Wrong Place, Wrong Time. Jill Andrews on Border Crossings.
The light shines on your face every single day, but you turn yourself away. Brave the night. By the time the clouds roll in, some will lose and some will win. Some will take it on the chin and some blame the sky. You're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. If the lining's ever silver, it's impossible. Your cup's the empty kind. You're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ooh. Looks like the light is red. It's a parking lot ahead. The traffic should be dead this time of day. Your telephone. When you find yourself alone, you start to cry. 'Cause you're always in the wrong place at the wrong time. If the lining's ever silver, it's impossible to find. Your glass can be half full, but your cup's the empty kind.
Border Crossings, we've got Jill Andrews. That's wrong place, wrong time. What was the wrong place and the wrong time? What happened?
Well, this song is about basically just, you know, like there are people that kind of walk around in the world and you see them and they have it all. Like they have the house and the family and the car and the whatever it is, the job. They have it all, but they're just like angry all the time. They're just very angry or just unsatisfied. Mm-hmm. That song is, it's about those types of people. I have a few types of people like that in my sphere, you know, and I'm not one of those types of people, but mm-hmm. I feel for them.
Right, right. Well, people need to count their blessings. They should be thrilled for what they have. And
yeah, but yeah, it's tricky. It's mm-hmm. a tricky mindset to have.
Yep. It's a balance in life. We've got Jill Andrews is talking to us. We're almost out of time, but before we go, I wanted to ask you about the websites, the social media sites where people can go to get Modern Age, or they can check on your tour schedule, you know, if they're in the UK watching, because we are on 100 different countries worldwide right now. So we're reaching many millions of people, but most of them are not in the United States. And so they're meeting Jill Andrews for the very first time. If they want to know more and get more of Jill Andrews, where do they go?
Well, jillandrews.com is my website, and Jill Andrews Music is my Instagram. And you should be able to find me from there, but hello worldwide people. Nice to meet you.
We've got the troops tuned in as well. Do you want to say anything to the troops?
I would love to. Oh, well, I will say thank you so much for your service. My husband is in the military, and we appreciate you very, very much. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Jill Andrews, our guest today. It's been a pleasure to meet you and talk to you. And I hope to have you in the studio when you come through DC in the near future.
I would love that.
Yeah, we would love that too. Jill Andrews is our guest. Modern Age is the name of the new album. My name is Larry London, and you are watching VOA TV.